Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think this week we need to focus on two broad issues. The first is the US economic data for the month of April. If I look particularly at the inflation numbers, remains well under control, no sign of tariffs pushing prices higher. But at the same time, consumer confidence has come off very sharply and remains incredibly depressed. And if you drill down into that, it's clear that consumers are very worried about the tariff impact and whether or not that makes goods a lot more expensive. So I think it might be useful to unpack some of that data. The second area of discussion relates to the South African economy. We've obviously got the third budget attempt this week. We've got the president in discussions with President Trump in the US. All of those, I think, will be key issues. In terms of our economic data, unfortunately, it remains very disappointing. The unemployment rate looks worse. The economic performance numbers for the first quarter of the year looks worse. So I think it might be useful to unpack some of that and see where we end up in terms of South Africa's overall economic activity level. Let's start with the US economic data. We had a range of indicators released last week, including consumer inflation for the month of April, the retail sales data, also April. We had the consumer confidence numbers. Those numbers relate to May. And there are a couple of things we're looking for. One is, are there any indications that the higher import tariffs are starting to push prices up? And so far, you would say no indication of that. In fact, you would argue that yet again, the US inflation data surprised on the downside. Overall, US inflation now sits at 2.3%. That's very respectable against a target of 2%. That doesn't mean we are thinking there's going to be no effect of the tariffs. I think over the next 12 months, we will see the tariffs push inflation up by about 1 to 1.5%. So there is still a meaningful impact, but it's not as severe as what was feared when the US was imposing 145% tariff on China. So clearly the outlook for inflation has improved, although we do expect that inflation will move considerably further away from the US's inflation target. I think the US will still view that increase in inflation as being transitory, in other words, a simple price shock that pushes prices higher as a consequence of the import tariffs, and not necessarily expect that the US inflation rate will become entrenched at a level above 3%. So while we expect US inflation to go up to around about 3.5%, maybe 3.6%, that type of number at its peak, once the tariffs move out of the base, then you would expect that US inflation will continue to recede and by the end of next year should be below the 3% level. So I don't think the Federal Reserve would anticipate hiking interest rates into that environment. But what it does mean is they're going to be reluctant to cut rates significantly further. It doesn't mean there's no further cuts in interest rates. It's possible that the Federal Reserve still cuts interest rates once or twice this year, but I think they're going to maintain a fairly conservative approach to interest rates while they judge what sort of lasting effect the tariffs are going to have in terms of US inflation and in terms of US economic growth. Where there is a significant concern, obviously, is that we've seen a massive fall off in consumer confidence in the US. That fall off has taken confidence down to a level that is similar to that which prevailed at the time of COVID. Now, clearly, if confidence is that weak, there might be a holding back of spending by consumers, which means they don't buy cars, they don't buy houses, they buy less luxury goods, etc. And that clearly could feed into an exaggeration of an economic slowdown. And so one of the effects we're also looking at in terms of the consequence of the higher tariffs is a slowdown in US economic growth. Now, I don't think it pushes the US economy into a recession, but instead of growing the economy at just over 2%, which was the expectation, you're now looking at a growth rate that is closer to 1.5%. I guess 1.5% is still acceptable although it's going to feel a little bit uncomfortable for the Trump administration. And clearly, under those circumstances, you would expect to see some softening of labor market conditions, and you would expect to see the unemployment rate move higher, probably to above 4.5% over the coming months. So I think the tariffs are going to play out negatively for the US economy, although at this stage we don't think it's particularly disastrous. The other economic data I don't think is worth highlighting necessarily any of those specifics, other than to suggest that overall the US economy continues to perform at a decent pace, although most people understand that there will emerge an element of stagflation during the remainder of this year. That simply means prices going up, inflation accelerating somewhat, economic growth slowing somewhat. I think, as we keep saying, under these conditions, the Federal Reserve will focus a bit more on the slowdown in economic growth. If that becomes more pronounced, then clearly they would respond to that in terms of interest rates. But my expectation is what you're going to get is one or two cuts in interest rates, but a Federal Reserve that on the whole remains fairly conservative and adopts mostly a wait-and-see approach to monetary policy. In terms of the South African economic data, I think we just had further disappointment during the course of last week. We had the unemployment numbers released for the first quarter of the year. They were not great. The unemployment rate moved up to almost 33%. And a key part of that was simply because we're not adding jobs. Over the last year, I think we've added around about 43,000 jobs. During the quarter, we lost almost 300,000 jobs. And yes, of course, that quarterly loss is partly seasonal. In other words, our employment data is not seasonally adjusted. So as we go from the fourth quarter of the year into the first quarter, there tends to be a fall off of employment because obviously the economy employs a lot more people towards the end of the year, given the seasonal pickup in activity. And then a lot of those people are effectively let go in the beginning of the year. So I think you've got to be aware of the seasonality. But even if you adjust for the seasonality, as I said, over the last year, we've effectively created 43,000 jobs, which is nowhere near enough. So the labor market conditions remain difficult in South Africa, and nothing seems to be really changing that. The other aspect of the data that is worth mentioning last week is that we had the mining production numbers updated for the month of March. During March, the numbers improved a bit, but if we look at the first quarter of the year, production was down relative to the final quarter last year. And the same thing prevailed for the manufacturing sector. And we do know also that retail sales is softening after the two-pot withdrawal boost towards the end of last year. So in total, the economic data is confirming that the South African economy is losing momentum. Now, that's very unfortunate at this stage of the business cycle. It would be nice if the Reserve Bank chose to cut interest rates. I think there is scope for them to cut rates further, but clearly they're very focused on the inflation target of, say, 3% versus our current range of 3-6%. In other words, I think they're holding interest rates reasonably high in order to try and get a better inflation outcome over a period of time. And there's clearly a lot of pressure to change the inflation target and move it down to a point target of 3%. So the net of that is I don't think the Reserve Bank is going to be cutting interest rates aggressively. I think they will adopt a cautious approach, which is what they have been doing for some time. And so, unfortunately, the South African economy is lacking momentum. The consensus forecast for this year is 1.3% growth. Now, if you consider that in the February budget, the government projected that the economy would grow at 1.9%, then clearly, when we get to the budget on Wednesday, the government is going to have to revise down its growth estimate. That's going to add to its difficulties because as you revise down the growth rate, then clearly you'll also revise down your revenue projections. And so it puts the government under further pressure. We think in terms of the upcoming budget, the government has got approval from the cabinet. We're not expecting to see any disagreement from the members of the Government of National Unity. And so The expectation is certainly no VAT increase, no other significant tax changes, and a focus on trying to reduce expenditure in order to keep the debt levels at the current level and not see the debt rise significantly further. So the pressure on government is really to find areas where they can cut expenditure, and hopefully that process doesn't cut some critical expenditure. So I think there is room for government to find the appropriate cuts. The sort of expenditure cuts that they need to make is only around 2 to 3% of the total budget. And so it has to be imminently achievable. But it's going to leave South Africa with an environment where we're still not stimulating economic activity. And that if we end up with a growth rate for this year as a whole that is somewhere between 1% and 1.5%, it's not going to feel like South Africa's going anywhere fast. And clearly, under those circumstances, we'll find the unemployment remain high and generally social conditions remain tough. And so I think ultimately the focus has to shift away from politics around the budget into how do we grow this economy meaningfully faster. There are initiatives, obviously, to try and drive public-private partnerships, but that's only going to make an impact on a 3 to 5 year basis. In the interim, we're stuck in a growth rate that is just above 1%, and I think that's pretty much unacceptable. So the question has to be, what are we doing to drive this economy a lot harder? What are we doing to draw the private sector into more investment, more expansion, more employment? And are we thinking creatively enough about how we lift growth in South Africa? So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.